الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
حي على الصلاة
اللهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
اللهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا عظيم
حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا عظيم
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
حق لا إله إلا الله ما تقام ولا مشهد ولا ملك ولا إله إلا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله فاطر الوجود من العدم وجاعل النور من الظلم ومخرج الصبر من الألم وملقي التوبة على الندم فنشكره على المصائب كما نشكره على النعم ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الأكرم ذو الشرف الأشم والنور الأتم والكتاب المحكم خير ولد آدم الذي بشر به عيسى ابن مريم ودعا لبعثته إبراهيم عليه السلام حين يرفع قواعد بيت الله المحرم فنصلي ونسلم ونبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد عبد الله وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أوصيكم وإياي بتقوى الله وحسن عبادته All praise is due to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, and peace and blessings be upon His last and final messenger. He who Allah guides will never be misguided, and he who Allah misguides will never be guided. We begin today's khutbah talking about Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz. Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, many scholars consider him the fifth caliph in Islam. And there was something so profound about Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz. He changed the world. He revolutionized the Muslim ummah. Do you know how he did that? He eradicated poverty in his time period. Eradicated poverty in the Muslim ummah during his khilafah. An individual would go out and hope to donate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he couldn't find someone to give that money to. But as Umar ibn al-Khattab, on his deathbed, at 39 years old, has not even hit 40 years. He's on his deathbed, Maslamah ibn Abd al-Malik, his cousin, is coming to him realizing that Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz will pass away and realizing that Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz has young children. He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, awsi. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, give a will. Make a will. Give a wasiyyat for your children. Omna bima awsi. I have nothing to give. I have nothing to give them so that I can give a wasiyah. Nothing to offer them. So he begins to cry. And he calls his children in. And he sees his children and he says, "Oh my children, I have been given one of two options. The first option is that you live poor because I did not gather that much wealth. But your father will enter Jannah. And the second option is that you live rich, but your father enters the hellfire. I chose to live for you to live poor so that your father, inshaAllah, can enter Jannah." Why did I begin my khutbah in this way? For two main reasons. The first main reason is a reminder for every last one of us that we will one day pass away, that we will one day die. And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was 39 years old. Not much older than many of us in the room and younger than a lot of us. Yet when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him back to him, there was nothing that anyone can do. And the second main reason is that a sheikh by the name of Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, the founder of Al-Maghrib Institute, at the age of 47 years old, with no medical history, no concerns, just passed away yesterday. And the difficulty of this is many of us, especially when we're young, we think death is for the old. I'll die when I'm 80. I'll die when I'm 90. I'll die when I'm 100. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Qul innal mawta alladhi tufirruna minhu fa innahu mulaqikum." Say, O Muhammad, that death, the one that you run from, the one that you fear, it will come to you. It will find every last one of us. And every one of us has a yaqeen. This is one of the facts of life. A fact of life, no matter how young or how old, we know that one day we will die. But the question we have to ask ourselves, have we prepared? If you know that you will go through a journey, have you prepared for that journey? Many of us, when we go on vacation or go on a trip, we prepare a couple days before. We begin to gather our food, say, what are we going to eat on our trip? Have we filled the car with gas? Do we have enough clothing? We have this journey of death. Have we prepared for it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging us. And he's saying, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تَرْجَعُونَ لَا تُرْجِعُونَ. Do you think that we have created you out of ignorance and that you will not one day return to us? That you will not one day stand before us? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would see a janazah, he would say, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For this janazah that you see, this is why we should act. This is why we should take advantage of our day before tomorrow comes. Because many of us, we know family members that weren't with us here last year. We know family members that weren't with us here yesterday. And the sad reality is that constantly we are focused on this dunya. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, remember the killer of desires. Remember the killer of desires, which is death. When you remember death, no matter how tight, no matter how difficult your situation is, once you remember death, you realize how insignificant the problem that you are facing is. And no matter how happy you are, how successful you have become, once you remember death, you realize how insignificant this dunya success is. The CEO of this company, millions of dollars in the bank, but if you're not a good person, if sadly you know that if you die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't send you to Jannah, then what good is your wealth? What good is everything that you have? A famous poet once said so beautifully, مَنْ كَانَ يُحِشَهُ تَبْدِيلَ مَنْزِلِهِ وَإِنْ يُبَدِّلَ مِنْهَا مُنْزَلًا حَسَنًا مَاذَا يَقُولُ إِذْ أَمْسَى بِحُفْرَةٍ فَرَدَّ وَقَدْ فَارَقَ الْأَهْلِينَ وَالسَّكَنَا. The poet once said, whoever has the desire to continue to change his home and actually accomplishes it, what happens when they're at the night, in the night, their home changes to a hole in the ground and they leave their family and everything that they have built. And the reality is, if it's not today, it'll be tomorrow. How have we prepared? What have we done? Have we held ourselves accountable? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the minbar and he says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ جَاءَتِ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ. He stood on the minbar just like I am standing on the minbar today. And he says, O you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly the end has come. Truly death has arrived. How have we prepared for death? How have we prepared for the questions that we will be asked in the grave? Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, it was narrated that once he would look at the graves, he would begin to cry and continue to cry. And one of his companions asked him, Uthman, when you talk of Jannah and Nar, you don't cry, but when you talk of the qabr, the grave, you begin to cry and weep so much that your beard will get full of wet, of water, of teardrops. Why is that? He says, إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلُ الْآخِرَةِ فَإِنْ نَجَى مِنْهَا فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُوا مِنْهَا فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدُ. The qabr, our grave, is going to be the first stage of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the first stage of Al-Akhirah. If it ends up being good, everything after Al-Qabr is going to be easy. And if it ends up being bad, everything after Al-Qabr is bad. Everything after that Qabr is bad. How have we prepared? Ali ibn Abi Talib would stand above the graves and he would say, La ilaha illallah. And أنتم السابقون ونحن إن شاء الله اللاحقون. You are the leaders. You have beaten us to the grave, but we will one day follow you. We will one day be there. And another narration, he says, إن البيوت قد سكنت وإن الأموال قد قسمت وإن النساء زوجت فهذا ما عندنا فما عندكم. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib talking to the graves. He's saying, your homes that you are in, they have been filled by other people. The money that you have collected throughout your life, it has been divided amongst the inheritors. Your spouses, they have been remarried. That is what we have. What do you have? So he turns to his companions. And he says, if they could respond, they would say, إِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Truly the best of sustenance for the journey of the grave, for the journey of death, is being God conscious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to be God conscious. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. I began today's khutbah talking about death and the journey that every last one of us will take. the reality that we have to come to consensus with is that no matter how young we are or how young we feel, that is not indicative of when we will die. Nor is that a guarantee that we will have a long life. Nor our long life is indicative of the difficulties of Yawm al-Qiyamah and of death. In the Quran, it was asked, how long can any of us live? كَمْ لَبِثْتَ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ How long do you think you lived? In comparison to the Day of Judgment, in comparison to the grave, they would say, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ We've only lived for a day or part of a day. So we have to have a paradigm shift. We have to realize how short our lives are and how long the Akhirah is. And realize that the struggle we do today is going to impact our lives tomorrow. And we have to hold ourselves accountable. The reality is, no one can hold you accountable except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this dunya, we hold ourselves accountable. We ask ourselves every single night, if I was to die, if I was to put my head on this pillow and not get back up again, how will my state be? Where will I end up? Have I done everything to the best of my ability? The reality is there will come a day where you do put your head on that pillow and not get up. Or you wake up one morning and not go back to sleep. So we have to prepare for that day. And do everything we can to prepare ourselves for the question. Now what is our homework? What are we going to do starting right now? First and foremost, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا Hold yourself accountable before you are accounted for. So every night before you sleep, you're going to ask yourself, how did I do today? Did I come out on top? Was I successful? Or was I not? And if I wasn't, make istighfar right then and there. And make the azimah, the intention that tomorrow I will struggle harder to become a better individual. I will work on myself in one, two, three ways. Give yourself clear goals for how you will change and how you will get better. Number two, there is nothing that we can do without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma ahini ma kanat al-hayata khayran li, wa tawaffani ma kanat al-wafatu khayran li. O Allah, allow me to live as long as living is good for me. And return me back to you when dying is the best time for me. If dying is the best course of action for me. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time in and time out. Whenever you remember, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq in everything that we do. And number three, remember death. Remember death in all of our difficulties and all of our successes. Realize no matter how difficult the struggle that you are going through right now, no matter how much of a challenge that you are facing, whether that be emotionally, financially, spiritually, when it compares to the Akhirah, how significant is it? And no matter how successful you are, no matter how much you feel like you're on top of the world, remember death and realize how small that is in the hereafter, and work and struggle every single day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be amongst those who remember death, and allow us to be amongst those that enter the highest levels of Jannah. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Allahumma ahdina wahdi bina, waj'alna sababan liman ihtada.
اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة.